Tonight, the Republican presidential contenders will debate here in Southern California at the Ronald Reagan Library, a location that seems especially fitting since Reagan's name has been invoked often by the candidates.
Ronald Reagan was a president of strength. His philosophy was a philosophy of strength.
What we can borrow from Ronald Reagan is that great sense of optimism that he had.
Ronald Reagan used to say, "We spend money like a drunken sailor. I never knew a sailor drunk or sober with the imagination of the Congress."
I think it's important to remember that what Ronald Reagan did was to give us a vision for this country, a morning in America.
To find out how those in the running actually compare with the 40th president, we turn now to Ronald Reagan's biographer, Lou Cannon. He's written 5 books on the former president. He joins us now, and I'd like to start off by asking, why do you think we're hearing so much about Ronald Reagan from the presidential candidates, considering he left the White House nearly 20 years ago?
Well, I don't think it's a mystery. Ronald Reagan left the presidency in 1989, and his approval ratings were in the mid to high 60s. President George W. Bush has been in the high 20s or the low 30s now for a long time, and all these Republican candidates are trying to be president. They naturally associate themselves with a success more than they do a failure.
How would you sum up Ronald Reagan's legacy as president?
Ronald Reagan took office at a time when interest rates were a historic high, when public confidence was the lowest that it had been since the Great Depression. Ronald Reagan always said, he told me this many times, that what he wanted to do was to make Americans believe in themselves again. And I think he succeeded in that very well. He also wanted to build up the military so that we could deal successfully in negotiations with the Soviet Union. He always wanted to negotiate. He wanted to negotiate from a position of strength. He did those two things, and he wanted to cut taxes. And the other thing he wanted to do was either balance the budget or reduce the deficit. He failed in the last promise, but he failed at the expense of keeping all his other promises. He left America stronger, better off, happier, more self-confident than he found it, and that is an enormous achievement. I think that none of these candidates measure up to Ronald Reagan. I think in terms of making America believe in itself again, that John McCain is the strongest. I think in terms of trying to assemble a coalition that would follow Reagan views and values, Mitt Romney has the edge. And I think in being the sort of irrepressible, self-deprecating, happy warrior of the candidates, Mike Huckabee has a clear edge. So I think that all of these candidates have elements of Ronald Reagan, but I think in all cases it doesn't quite meet the sum of the parts. I don't think we have Ronald Reagan running for president today.
President Reagan, of course, earned the nickname the Great Communicator. Let's listen to Reagan himself and his thoughts on that moniker.
I want a nickname, the Great Communicator, but I never thought it was my style or the words I used that made a difference. It was the content. I wasn't a great communicator, but I communicated great things, and they didn't spring full bloom from my brow. They came from the heart of a great nation.
If Ronald Reagan were alive today, do you think he would endorse any of the candidates?
Ronald Reagan followed a policy that they called the 11th commandment of not speaking ill of other Republicans, and with very, very few exceptions, he did not endorse in primaries.
That was Lou Cannon, biographer of former President Ronald Reagan and author of the new book, Reagan's Disciple, George W. Bush's Troubled Quest for a Presidential Legacy.